This is Lewis Rogers, founder and CEO of Capital Square Realty Advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Capital Square sponsors tax-advantaged real estate investments. First, Section 1031 exchange programs for tax deferral. Capital Square's 1031 exchange programs use the Delaware Statutory Trust, or DST, structure we have discussed in prior shows. The DST structure has been approved by the IRS and Treasury in a published revenue ruling. Second, Opportunity Zone funds for tax deferral and exclusion of capital gains under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. By investing in a qualified Opportunity Zone fund, investors can defer and permanently exclude capital gains from any asset, stocks, businesses, other assets, and even real estate. And a real estate investment trust, a REIT as we call it, to acquire apartment communities from the Southeast to Texas for stable income and growth. The first REIT property is in Midlothian, not far from Capital Square's headquarters in Richmond. REITs are an excellent vehicle for regular folks to invest in real estate. And the icing on the cake, REIT dividends are tax favored. Capital Square is the investment manager and sponsor of 95 investment programs with over 130 properties nationwide. That equates to well over $3 billion of real estate. In Virginia, Capital Square sponsors and manages 17 properties for DST 1031 programs with an investment cost of approximately $1 billion. These programs are designed primarily for Section 1031 exchange investors. And four Opportunity Zone projects in the Scotts Addition neighborhood of Richmond, designed for investors seeking to defer and exclude capital gains of any type under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Look at the construction cameras on Capital Square's website to see the activity. It's amazing. New projects are coming out of the ground with the first tenants taking possession this fall. New Class A apartments with mixed-use retail components. It's amazing. Look at the web cameras.
Capital Square is bullish on Virginia. We have numerous new acquisitions in the pipeline and will continue to invest aggressively in Virginia. Gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin joins us today from the campaign trail. Welcome, Mr. Youngkin. Thank you for joining to discuss the Virginia economy and the impact on real estate.
Well, thank you for having me. And as we press in and look at coming out of this pandemic and getting Virginia moving, there's nothing more important than reigniting our economy and reigniting our job machine. And so I look forward to this discussion.
Me too. Thank you. That's music to our ears. You may be thinking, what is driving Capital Square's emphasis on Virginia investments, over $1 billion in Virginia real estate? And the answer is the economy. Jobs, jobs, jobs. The Virginia economy is strong. It's generating a large number of quality jobs. The strong economy is driving the real estate market, creating additional demand for Capital Square's real estate investment. Capital Square is making strategic real estate investments in Virginia, Class A and B multifamily properties, medical properties, and industrial properties. Now let's shift gears to the election. First, a little background. The gubernatorial election will be held in Virginia on November 2nd. The Democratic Party selected its candidate, former Governor Terry McAuliffe, who won the Democratic primary. The Republican Party held a convention, and Mr. Youngkin is the Republican nominee. And we are pleased to have Mr. Youngkin on the show today to discuss the Virginia economy and why Virginia is back as America's top state for business in 2021. A little background on Mr. Youngkin. We share a number of similarities. You were born in Richmond. You lived in Richmond and Virginia Beach and attended high school in Norfolk. You currently live in Great Falls. So your roots are in Virginia, Mr. Youngkin?
Lewis, my roots are in Virginia. I'm homegrown. And when I was in seventh grade, we were living out in Chesterfield County. I was at Ropius Junior High School. And my dad lost his job. That happens in families. And my parents came together and said, you know what, we're going to start all over again. And we moved down to Virginia Beach for a fresh start. You know, when I was 15, I got a job at the Belvedere Hotel coffee shop because I needed one. And I got a job taking out trash and washing dishes. And I was promoted to the breakfast cook. And so I saw the real benefits of hard work early on in my career.
The Belvedere at the beach?
The Belvedere at the beach.
That has been our family's favorite place for decades. Unfortunately, it's now no longer with us.
It's no longer with us, Lewis, but if you were in there, I was the tall, skinny kid cleaning up in the morning.
I understand you're tall and skinny and played a little basketball. So maybe someday we can shoot some hoops.
Well, Lewis, I look forward to doing it in Richmond. I understand there's a governor's game that's played frequently, and maybe I can get you on my team.
That's great. Let us talk about things like Harvard Business School. I understand you attended HBS with our friend Willie Walker, who's CEO of Walker & Dunlop. Willie's a friend and colleague. He was on the Real Estate Show a few weeks ago, and his firm, Walker & Dunlop, provides financing for Capital Square. In fact, we just rate locked a loan with Fannie Mae for a 1031 DST apartment community at 2.99% for a 10-year fixed rate loan. So that excites us. Harvard Business School, very impressive. It's important to note that you spent 25 years at the private equity firm, the Carlyle Group, rising to become its CEO from 2018 to 2020. From the kitchen to Carlyle Group is quite a big leap. Carlyle is not just any private equity firm, but one of the largest firms of its type in the world.
Well, Lewis, thank you for that. You know, when I was taking out trash and washing dishes, I was dreaming dreams, just like every kid in Virginia does. And the key to my American dream, Virginia style, was education. And I ended up getting a mechanical engineering degree in college. I had a chance to play college basketball at Rice University, and that was great. And yes, I went to business school for 2 years in Boston and immediately came back to Virginia and have been in Northern Virginia. I guess we moved back 27 years ago and went to work for Carlyle 26 years ago. And I left, of course, last summer to run for governor. I felt that Virginia was really heading in the wrong direction. And I was frustrated that the Republican Party hadn't been able to win a statewide election. And gosh, since Bob McDonald in 2009, in 12 years, I think we're 0-13 in statewide elections. And I felt there was a better way to do this, that in fact, we could bring people together, that we could in fact win. And that's exactly what's happening right now. This race is deadlocked as we head into election period. And I think Virginians are coming together and really choosing a different way. And by the way, Lewis, this election actually started this weekend. The opening of early voting was on Friday, the 17th. And polls are open for 45 days, both in person and with absentee ballots. So I'd ask everybody, please vote early.
That's exciting. So you're a businessman. You have the education and background to understand and drive the economy in Virginia. So you would bring a business leader's perspective to the state's highest office compared to, say, a politician's view?
I absolutely do. You know, for 25 years at Carlyle, I learned how to build business and create jobs. And when I left Carlyle, we managed assets of in excess of $230 billion. That's just about four times the annual state budget in Virginia. I know how to get big organizations moving and deliver results. And I think this is the most important part of the future of Virginia's economic growth is we have been stalled, really stalled for the last 8 years. We've watched the states around us, Maryland, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, grow 70% faster economically over the course of the last 8 years. By the way, that's 70% annually each year. And during my opponent's time as governor, they grew over 100% faster economically. They created many more jobs. In fact, the states to the south of us created jobs 50% faster than in Virginia, or 50% greater than in Virginia. And those are jobs that should be in Virginia. And if we're going to have a great, great business future, we have to have a growing economy that doesn't just keep up, but in fact attracts more businesses here. We've got to create more jobs so there's more customers for businesses to, in fact, cater to. So we've got a lot of work to do to get Virginia's economy moving, and I think I am really well prepared to do that.
That is wonderful news for the economy and for real estate. So let's get to today's main topic. Virginia is back as America's top state for business in 2021. That's according to CNBC. Virginia's been winning a number of awards, including the number one ranking for quality of life, number one for cybersecurity jobs, number one for high-tech exports, and today we're focusing on CNBC's top state for business. Now, there are a couple of key points that favor Virginia over other states for business. First, a strong workforce and a solid educational system propelled Virginia to its second straight win in CNBC's state rankings. And second, Virginia has captured top honors. Now we're talking five times. That's more than any other state. We hear a lot about places like Texas. Well, we've won more than Texas, and we're the first state to win back-to-back. And that's in a year of pandemic that's changed the nation in countless ways. But one thing has remained the same. Virginia is America's top state for business. So this is all very exciting. Now let's get to the meat of the matter. And I'm reminded of the famous quote from James Carville. I'll paraphrase. It's the economy, stupid. So Mr. Youngkin, tell us about your day one plan.
Well, Lewis, let me start with I am so happy that Virginia has won this accolade from CNBC. But the reality is Virginia isn't performing like the number one state for business. It's like a basketball team that is ranked preseason number one in the country and doesn't make the tournament at the end of the season. And this is what's happening in Virginia. As I said, we've watched our economy, in fact, stall over the course of the last 8 years. Virginia's economy has grown at about 0.9% for 8 years straight. And the states around
us have grown much faster.
0.9%?
0.9%. 0.9%, not even 1%?
Not even 1%. And we actually
pathetic.
See the states around us, as I said, grow much faster and create many more jobs. And in fact, coming out of the pandemic, Virginia is ranked 44th in the nation in job recovery. And this is the sad part about this performance, is that we should be doing so much better. And so in order to get this economy jump-started, in order to actually get the job machine turned back on, we actually have to live. We have to live being the best state for business, not just win a piece of paper. And the way we're going to do this, when I'm serving all Virginians as governor, right out of the box is, first, we're going to keep Virginia business open. We're not going to allow business to be shut down again like it has been. And in fact, my opponent, Terry McAuliffe, said nothing about getting Virginia back open. And when Ralph Northam locked down Virginia and kept it locked down, we saw Virginia fall behind so many of our peer states. So we're going to stay open. The second thing that we're going to do is we're going to protect Virginia's right to work status. This is critical. In all of these rankings, Virginia being a right to work state is the most critical aspect of our ranking. And yet my opponent, Terry McAuliffe, has looked at a camera and said that when the bill comes across his desk to get rid of it, he will sign it. And we can't afford that as Virginia. It will absolutely ruin Virginia's business environment. And I'm sorry to say, Lewis, that your investment might not be as good if we lose right to work. In fact, I worry about it in an absolute sense. We must preserve right to work in Virginia, because otherwise every worker in Virginia will be forced to pay a portion of their paycheck to my opponent's union boss friends. They're funding his campaign, and I just will not let this happen. The third thing we're going to do is, on day one, we're going to catalog all the regulations, and if it's not state law or federal law, we're going to go to work cutting back job-killing regulations that have been piled on business for the last 8 years. This is what happens when you have governors who aren't business people, but instead, like my opponent, a 43-year political operative. Fourth thing we're going to do is we're going to give small business a tax break. For 12 months, we're going to give everyone a tax holiday in small businesses and allow them to use that money to invest in growth and employment, because it's critical to get small business up off their knees and get them running again. Absolutely critical. And then we're going to go to work jump-starting our job machine. And what we've got in Virginia is we've got a workforce pipeline challenge. First of all, we got to get people back to work. We have the lowest labor participation in the history of the stats. We've got to get people back to work, but we also have to train people for jobs of the future. My wife and I started a nonprofit last year called the Virginia Ready Initiative in the depths of the pandemic to help people get retrained through our community college system. And what we found was, while there were over 1 million people at that time, it had been that were filed for first-time unemployment benefits, and it grew to over 1.8 million people during the pandemic. There were tens of thousands of jobs that were open in manufacturing and in healthcare and in IT and in logistics. And all you needed was a credential that would take 6 to 12 weeks from your community college. And we got together 25 of the largest businesses in Virginia. We raised $10 million in donations from private companies and individuals. And we partnered with the community college system, and we started retraining people to take these jobs. And thousands of people have gone through this program now. They receive a $1,000 credential achievement bonus when they finish. And Virginia Ready is really moving fast to retrain people for jobs of the future. We can turn on our job machine, but we have to get to work. Finally, we have to start investing in getting sites ready for businesses to move here. It's one of the great failings of the last 8 years, is that we don't have any sites that are ready for big manufacturing companies to move here. And there's been, I think, 26 big manufacturing investments in the southeast part of America. And Virginia's only gotten one. And one of the primary reasons is there aren't sites that are ready for people to come, shovel ready for businesses to put down facilities. And so they're going other places. And we've seen it happen. They go to North Carolina and Tennessee and South Carolina and Georgia. And we've just watched Virginia be left behind. So we've got a lot of work to do to jumpstart this economy, but I can do this. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I think I'm the best prepared candidate to get Virginia's economy moving.
Boy, that is really exciting. Excited to hear about reducing the tax burden. That's counter to what's happening in Washington as we speak. There's been a trillion here, $3.5 trillion there of non-infrastructure. So reducing the tax burden would be phenomenal. That's something that excites us at Capital Square.
Well, Lewis, I think one of the big challenges that we have, in addition to the fact that our economy has in fact stalled and our job machine has stalled over the last 8 years, is Virginia's become too expensive. And what we're seeing, of course, is that our cost of living has gotten higher than the national average. And as a result, Virginians are moving away. We've seen more Virginians move away over the last few years than move to Virginia from the other 49 states. And the top two reasons, of course, are jobs and cost of living. And they're going to Tennessee and North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Texas. This is where people are going. So we got to get our cost of living down. So also on day one, we're going to enact a whole series of cost of living reduction initiatives. And they start with taxes. So we're going to eliminate the grocery tax, which is a terrible tax. It's regressive. And I don't know why in the world Virginia is only, we're one of 13 states that taxes groceries. We're going to stop. We're going to suspend the gas tax for 1 year, just for 1 year, to give people a break coming out of this pandemic. I can't believe we raised the gas tax again. We're going to suspend the increase. Third thing we're going to do is double people's standard deductions. Fourth, we're going to declare the largest tax refund in the history of Virginia, because over the course of the last 12 months, in the midst of this pandemic, the liberal leadership in Richmond, in fact, overtaxed Virginians by $2.6 billion. And they're going to do it again this year, overtax us by another $2.6 billion. And that's Virginians' money, not Terry McAuliffe's. And so we're going to declare a tax refund of $300 for those filing individually and $600 for those filing jointly. And then we're going to work to exclude up to $40,000 of the retirement benefits from our veterans, our heroes. There's no reason why we should tax that. That will actually aggregate to $1,400 to $1,500 of year one tax savings for Virginia's families, for Virginians. And we're going to bring down our cost of living. We're going to keep people here versus having them move away. Anybody who runs a business, we need more customers, not fewer customers. We need more people to move into your multifamily investments. And we're going to get moving to get the cost of living down, turn on the job machine, and keep Virginians here and grow as opposed to shrink.
I think you were reading my mind, because in the CNBC numbers, Virginia's worst categories, we talked about some of the best categories like education, but the worst categories are cost of living and cost of doing business. Those were very poor. And so you're talking about cutting grocery taxes, gas taxes, increasing standard deduction, and providing tax rebate. All of those things will help the cost of living.
They are. And Lewis, what we see, of course, is that those areas that Virginia is ranked poorly in, cost of living, cost of doing business, infrastructure, and oh, by the way, a massive movement in business friendliness, which will absolutely move an extraordinary way if we lose our right to work. These are the factors that businesses are using to decide whether to stay here or move here. And it's because those factors are so important that we, in fact, have seen our economy trail our peers. And we have got to get our cost of living down, our cost of business down, improve our infrastructure, and absolutely make sure that we have the most business-friendly environment. When I'm governor, I'm going to be the jobs governor, and Virginia is going to be open for business, and the entire country and the entire world is going to know it.
Well, that's very exciting and very compelling for our real estate business.
This is Lewis Rogers, founder and CEO of Capital Square Realty Advisors. Thank you for joining today's episode of The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. It has been a record year at Capital Square. In just the first half of the year, Capital Square acquired $565 million of real estate for 1031 exchange DST programs, Opportunity Zone funds, and the Apartment REIT. The firm will acquire well over $1 billion of real estate this year for investment programs. And several investment programs have been taken full cycle. That is, when their properties have been sold, and many have been sold for record prices. This year has been off the chart for real estate investment in spite of the pandemic. For more information about Capital Square, contact me at lrogers@capitalsquare1031.com or 877-626-1031. Please join me, Lewis Rogers, same time next week. Invest locally, invest nationally, invest with Capital Square on a tax-advantaged basis. Living.
in the sweet Virginia breeze. Sweet Virginia breeze.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Louis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk.